Hey, good morning. Welcome back into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. It's 9:20, and we're talking today with Kansas State University College of Medicine, Dr. Beth Davis in studio. She's a professor and department head of clinical services. She's also the interim director of the Veterinary Health Center, and we're talking about the health center in general, what the services they provide, and for students, the training they receive is top-notch, and maybe just talk a little bit more about some of the training they go through here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is a professional program, and in the as far as where the health center really plays a major role, in the senior year, the fourth year of the curriculum, the students rotate through the major services in the hospital. They're working with privately owned animals along with supervision from senior clinicians. So they're getting hands-on and ultimately going to graduate with day one skills, what we call day one skills. So when they are ready to graduate, our graduates have a terrific reputation for being very well trained to enter into private practice, enter into training, and be ready to go with their skill set.
All right. We have a caller here, so okay. I'll take them real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
I was wondering what you could tell us about the little cartridges that you inject in the animals for identification purposes and tracking purposes. You know, with the veterinary medicine, there is also sometimes a crossover into humans, and that device being used in other places in the world, what might be in our future. Thank you.
Right. It's a good question. There are a variety of different microchip devices that can be used and injected into animals, as you describe, for identification purposes. And so it's not uncommon that especially small animal owners, but sometimes even equine owners, and there is some work in other large animal species with annual evaluation as they are puppies coming in for the first time, that they get a microchip implanted, and that helps us to identify those animals. In the equine world, one of the chips that are currently being used, not only can you identify the animal, you can also measure their body temperature by scanning over that microchip. So they can be used in a variety of different ways, and they're very helpful for our veterinary patients.
All right. Thanks for the question here. And again, with training here, you mentioned the fourth year they go through the major services. What about after the training is completed? What happens next?
Absolutely. So, and this is a exciting time of year. Our students are looking towards May. It's going to be here before we know it. So our senior students are going to be graduating in May. It is a professional program. So at the end of 4 years, everybody graduates at the same time. And the majority of our students are going to enter into private practice. About 60 to 70% of them are going to go into a small animal predominant or a mixed type practice setting. But we do have about 20 to 30% of our students that graduate and go into advanced training. So maybe internship or directly into a residency for certain specialties. But as we talk about things like shelter medicine, one thing that is interesting, many of our students that enroll in that elective rotation, so not all students participate, but a large majority of our students do take that rotation. When they enter into practice, they're often going to, at least in part, if not entirely, be involved with things like the shelter medicine opportunities that are available, contributing to their community, helping to sterilize animals, providing consultation services. And so there are many opportunities. I will say one statistic that we are very proud of is that we essentially have 100% employment at the time of graduation. So our students, is a great time to be a veterinary student. Really tremendous job opportunities.
Well, you think about it, you know, the world's always going to need veterinarians. And so I would imagine that this is a, you know, the program here at K-State's probably just as good as any out there, if not better.
Well, it is a strong program. We're proud of it. It's been around for a long time, and we have a very strong reputation and really work collectively to provide an outstanding education for our students.
Do you ever get any feedback from students after they go through the program, maybe what they liked about it?
Absolutely. It's an ongoing process, and we are looking for feedback. So we routinely and annually survey our graduates to identify what helped them through their program, and then we carry that on. We go at 3 and 5 and even 10 years out following graduation to get feedback from them on strengths and areas for potential improvement. And we also survey employers. So those individuals that have hired our graduates, and the large majority of them, well around 90% or higher, say they would absolutely hire a K-State graduate again.
Very good. Well, I'm always glad to hear that. And, obviously, with this department and any department at the college, and they're looking for growth. And I understand there's some construction projects that are going to kind of help assist with some of that growth.
It's an exciting time at the College of Veterinary Medicine for sure. So we have some really nice opportunities. We have some construction activity that's going on. We've been doing some remodeling of a few of the buildings. Our complex, so the entire vet school complex, was completed in the late 70s. And so some of our areas did need some updates. But we have needed to expand in a few areas. And one of the areas I alluded to a little bit earlier is primary care services, specifically primary care services for small animal patients. And so we have a partnership with Hills Pet Nutrition that is allowing us to expand our primary care area. And what we're doing right now is we're building a new auditorium, and we're partnering with Boehringer Ingelheim to be able to do that. When that is completed, then we're going to go ahead and we're going to use what was one of our large auditoriums and convert that into a primary care center, which is really going to improve the services that we can provide at the primary level, so for our community animals and for training our veterinary students.
So what does the auditorium entail? When you hear auditorium, you think of like sports places or something like that.
Yeah, so this is going to be a lecture hall.
Okay.
So currently our largest lecture hall can hold 200 people, and obviously the main use is going to be to train students, to educate students. But this is also going to be used for things like continuing education, for conferences. And the new facility will be able to house up to 280 people. And so it's going to be quite a bit larger, and it's going to be more contemporary. So the design is to facilitate interaction between that speaker and the audience, small group activities, and it is just going to be a really helpful facility for what we do on a daily basis.
All right. That all sounds great. Dr. Beth Davis again here from KSU Vet Med. I'm curious, we talked about the students that come through the program. Is there a lot of interest right now, would you say, at the high school level of recruiting students to the Vet Med?
Our applicant pool is always quite strong, and we do all we can to recruit and try to encourage individuals to consider veterinary medicine as a profession. And so, yes, right now we're at that time of year where we're interviewing for our students to join us next August, and we had another really good year of strong applicant pool. But when we do have youth that are interested in veterinary medicine, we encourage them to come to join us, to visit the Veterinary Health Center. We have shadowing opportunities. We would really enjoy to have those young individuals that are interested in veterinary medicine come and learn more about the profession.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet that would be a lot of fun for an aspiring veterinarian to come out and just tour the facilities, if nothing else.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we have a few minutes here left. I just want to talk a little bit about, this time of year being wintertime, and maybe what people should be doing with their animals here to keep them healthy.
Right. It's an important thing to consider at this time of year. We have a lot of fluctuations in our weather patterns in Kansas, but when we have these really below freezing temperatures, it's important to make sure that our animals do have shelter, that they are protected from some of the weather elements, they have water available, and when it's really unpleasant outside and things are really freezing, to bring them in, especially those household pets. And those that live outdoors, such as our large animals, we need to make sure that they also have windbreaks and shelter and have plenty of fresh water available as well. We need to be a bit proactive so that we can help to keep them healthy, help them handle those changes and fluctuations in temperature, and help them prosper.
Yeah, we haven't experienced too much of the real frigid cold yet, but it's coming.
It's around the corner for sure.
No doubt about it. Anything else, Dr. Davis, before we let you go?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be here, and again, encourage people to visit our website at the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine, and as well as the Health Center, the Teaching Hospital. We like to help the community learn about the program and learn about the services that we provide. So thank you for having me.
All right. Again, Dr. Davis, Dr. Beth Davis, professor and department head of clinical services. She's also the interim director of the Veterinary Health Center, our guest here on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll have more In Focus with the Sunset Zoo coming out next on KMAN.